Hey, this week on the Chirp with Darren Millard, we catch up with my good buddy Nick Kyprios talking about whether or not the record in Toronto justifies the panic. We'll also check in on the record of Vegas. Has that really surprised everybody, or does it deserve to be right at the top with the likes of Jack Eichel? And who is the best of the rebuilds? It's all coming up on the Chirp with Darren Millard with Kippy.
Boys, I'm Mike today. Just let everyone know, don't say anything stupid.
Heads up! Oh, how'd that feel, old man? That's a disgrace! That's a disgrace! What a joke! I'm gonna run you, I'm just waiting for my shift!
This is the great juxtaposition, not because it's Kippy and I as host and analyst who have gone toe-to-toe over the years, but because I'm in the land of love in Vegas, the wedding chapels, and a 9-2 record as we record this, and Kippy's right in the middle of the storm with Toronto. So it's hot take with substance with Kipper today. Are you okay? Is everything all right up there?
Well, actually, I'm not okay, because I'm okay with you loving the Vegas record and the start that they had. But when I start hearing that you're already shopping for Christmas presents, I draw the line. I'm sorry.
It's just all beauty right now. Everybody's calm. Everybody's relaxed and just sliding through life.
Can you send some of that to Toronto? Because Rome is burning here.
And it's not a terrible record. That's the part that the rest of the league kind of chuckles at, is it's not one win in the first 10. It's right around 500. So why so toxic?
Well, the build up into this season was that they were going to pick up where they left off with their 115 point season. The build up coming off 115 point season is that no one cares about the regular season. And now that you're in the mix after 10 games to fight for a playoff spot, everybody now cares about the regular season. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Darren, every time they've added a team into the league, it makes it that much more difficult to make up bad starts. So there is still time here. It's only 10 games, but the sense of urgency to turn this thing around is going to come in the next couple of weeks, because when you start flirting around that American Thanksgiving and you do the percentages historically, it doesn't bode well for teams that are south of the cut line.
So do they have to do something or just work through it?
Well, it all depends on what the next 5 games probably would look like. There's no question that, you know, whether you're Sheldon or Kyle, you look at the roster and it's not even what you envisioned at the start of the season. The goaltending situation, thankfully, Samsonov has been very good, you know, coming from Washington, and that hasn't been a major issue. But the fact that there's nobody behind him now other than Shalgren, who is conceivably an American Hockey League goalie still, is a concern. He has not won any of the games that he's played in. The fact that Jake Muzzin, your number one shutdown guy, is no longer available is a concern. And the depth that you have spoken of on your third and fourth line hasn't surfaced. So there are some issues for them, and it's roster related. I don't know how you can address that in a short period of time.
So is the heat on the manager, who doesn't have a contract going forward, or the coach?
All of the above, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, it was a huge talking point coming into the season. It was the fact that Kyle Dubas didn't get an extension on his contract. He's on an expiring contract. So what did that tell everybody? Again, doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. All that matters is getting out of the first round. And right now, the focus is to get yourself back into a scenario where people can start thinking about that. But these first 10 games has made people believe that, the sense of urgency to win now is here. And it's in November. It's not in April.
Well, do you remember a coach on a contending team pulling out so many tricks early on, like benching players, calling out players, discussing where they have to fine tune things. Like he's done it all already.
Well, yeah. And you did get a sense that, you know, he's on a short fuse, and it may have something to do with the fact that Kyle wanted an extension and never got it. And we all know that Kyle and Sheldon are very close in so many ways. You know, they've got a special relationship that is far beyond general manager and coach. They're good friends. And I'm sure it bothered Sheldon knowing that his good buddy and general manager is out there without a safety net underneath him, which puts probably Sheldon on high alert as well. So the things that he said and done come out of that. No question, he's feeling it more than ever going into this week. We'll see what the next few games bring, Darren. You know, I'm not saying that they're on a game-to-game basis here, but there's no question if this thing doesn't turn around in the next 10 to 14 days, they're going to have to make some hard decisions.
You surprised that it's this bad this early from a volatility standpoint?
Yes. Yeah, I am. And I've never been in love with this roster when it came to the games that matter most in the playoffs, because size and grit matter, game in, game out. But I didn't see this team struggling during the regular season. I didn't see them being in a position where they're in the middle of the pack. And that was off the basis of two superstars, Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. And yeah, there's deficiencies on the blue line and there's a lack of depth. But when two guys are as talented as that and can produce on any given shift, the thought was that it would carry them through a position of challenging in the Atlantic Division, if not the regular season with the President's Trophy. And they've gotten off to the worst starts in quite some time. Austin has struggled.
It's 500. I know that, but it's...
Yeah, it's 500, Darren. It's 500 against some of the worst teams in the league. And now the challenge is coming up where you've got an emotionally invested team in Philadelphia with Tortorella. You've got the Boston Bruins, who are off to the best start in the league.
Yeah, schedule's really tough.
You've got Carolina, who's challenging in the East. And then your Vegas team is on the horizon, and Sidney Crosby. So you're 500 going against teams like Montreal and Arizona and San Jose. And that's a big difference.
Anaheim, yeah.
On what they're going to see. Anaheim, of course. And that's a big difference on what you're going to see in the next five games.
What's the hockey world's opinion on what Vegas has done to start?
Well, it's taken quite a while, but I think watching Jack Eichel score the game-winning goal in overtime, doing his a little around-the-world twirl.
It was basketball, man.
It was basketball. Steph Curry at his finest. But it's a reminder of how talented he is, and it's a reminder of the vision you know, that McCrimmon and McPhee had when they traded for him. So if they continue to get that solid goaltending, they're going to be a team that others have to reckon with.
You surprised at the goaltending performance or the ability to keep the puck out of the net with Logan Thompson, Aiden Hill, and team defense? I want to make that point. It's been really solid.
Yeah. Not so much surprised on the team defense. Vegas has always been this big, strong team that that really from their first year has shown that they can compete in games that matter in the playoffs. So the style of play has always been there for me for day one. As far as goaltending is concerned, Darren, there's been a bit of a pendulum swing, whereas in a perfect world, you would love the Vasilevsky and the Shesterkins, Carey Price in his heyday, but you can't find them. So what's the next best alternative? Is a Darcy Kemper type who just goes out there and makes the saves that he's supposed to, play the percentages, protect him off back doors so he can go out there and challenge. And we're seeing a lot more goalies now have success like that without having to be a superstar. And when was the last time you saw a Stanley Cup champion let go of their goaltender and say he's replaceable?
Yeah.
It just didn't happen in the past. And it happened, you know, with Darcy Kemper in Colorado. So I don't think Thompson will ever be perceived as one day turning out to be a $10 or $11 million goalie like others. And maybe he still could, I don't know. But I think we're at the point where we all can say he doesn't have to be. He can have success. Others can have success without being that all-world goaltender that we saw a lot more of, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
It's funny. Boston's off to a great start, and they have goaltending that a couple of years ago would have been unproven. Allmark coming in,
yes.
Rask stepping out, and Swayman being in there. Is Boston as impressive as what Vegas has done?
Yes. And everybody, I know a lot of Toronto fans are going, oh my God, is there any light at the end of the tunnel when we're better than Boston and they're old and they got to get rid of their players? And we really thought that was the year that this was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, they were beat up. Yeah.
Right? Patrice Bergeron is as good as he's ever been. Marchand comes off his surgery and looks all world. And my favorite, Darren, is Pasternak. I love this guy. He might be my favorite player in the league because he is, he's so skilled, but he is tough as nails and he is strong. He's a horse. He can play every which way. And he's hungry. He's going to cash in a huge contract. Boston, that's been notoriously cheap, have got to buck up on this guy.
So are they a real deal? Or just a great start?
Yeah, I'm convinced after 10 games that they're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. I don't think the character of Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak will allow that. And they've been able to do that without McAvoy yet. And, you know, he's not Cale Makar, but he's pretty darn good. And he's only getting better. Lindholm was one of those quiet deals
yes.
that probably didn't get the attention that it should have, but he has come in and changed that blue line. He's another guy that can do it all and log 25, 27 minutes if he has to. And Clifton took full advantage of McAvoy's minutes not coming through. This guy's shown nothing but heart and determination and grit. They're a good team right now.
I had no concept of Boston being challenging for that division with Toronto and Florida and Tampa Bay. I just didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't either. But, you know, Tampa's going to be one of those teams where you're crazy if you underestimate them, and they're still their ability to go to other levels. And it starts with Vasilevsky, and it goes right through to Hall of Fame players, future Hall of Fame players. But there is also a part of you that says every year they got stripped down a little bit, mm-hmm. and when does it finally catch up to them? We thought we had that conversation with Boston and we were dumb. And I'm warning people, don't be dumb by suggesting that Tampa's done and it's over with. I think there's far too much character still there. And John Cooper's got something to say about it as well.
I know you got to go here. Mullet Arena. Would you like to have played there?
I had my share of that in my career because rinks were not ready in Tampa Bay. They weren't ready in San Jose. We had, I think, the Cow Palace, I think, in San Jose. So, hey, listen, I spent 2.5 years in the American Hockey League. That's what it was all about. You know, there's a part of me that says it would be kind of fun and cool to go into that atmosphere, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to see that ring for 4 years. I really don't. In the National Hockey League, I really hope. I hope they either get a shovel in real quick here, or they find another place.
New Jersey, Buffalo, or I'll throw one other team in here. New Jersey, Buffalo, or let's go Philly.
I was going to stop you at Buffalo.
Really?
I'm now a big Buffalo Sabre fan, and Tage Thompson, watching him, he's looking like Mario Lemieux out there. He is six seven, and he can cut on his skates like Mario, and you know, inside, outside, inside. It's phenomenal to watch him. And the rest of the team looks like they really care about each other. You know, a guy that you guys are familiar with in Vegas, Alex Tuch, has done nothing but bring great energy off of that Jack Eichel trade. And he's been a perfect guy to come in. It really looks like it's shaping up to be a win-win for both Buffalo and Vegas off of that trade. As far as Buffalo concerned, I think all the credit goes to Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. To me, he's completely changed that town. Completely. The guy hurdles over linebackers. He doesn't go down on one knee to gain 10 yards. All of that has just drifted right through to the Buffalo Sabres. It's all Josh Allen.
And you believe this?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's energy, buddy. I'm an energy guy. I'm a body language guy.
And it filters over from the football field to the hockey stadium.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Don Granato, I think, is great, too.
Nobody gave Kevin Adams a chance either. So yeah. let's throw some love there, too, as well.
What bugs Toronto people more, Buffalo start or Boston start?
Oh, Boston for sure.
Yeah.
Come on. Go back. What was it? 2013, 4-1 lead, 9 minutes to go. Me and you supposed to be getting on a plane to go to New York.
It was you. I was going to the Memorial Cup no matter what.
Okay. Yeah.
You were going to New York and you're dancing. This is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. So we're watching the game. It's game seven. Kippy, if the Maple Leafs win, is going to New York for like 2 weeks. He's going to pass the Memorial Cup off to Doug McLean, and he's going to do all kinds of appearances, and you are just going to live it up in the Big Apple. Or you come to Saskatoon, which is not bad, but yeah.
I had my flights booked. I had the hotel booked. I had a car to pick me up. And then, oh my gosh, what is happening here? And then I got to cancel the flight, cancel the hotel, cancel the car. But Saskatoon was fun too.
It was fun. And this is by no means a knock on Saskatoon, but watching you dance around knowing that you're going to get to hang out with all your New York buddies for a couple of weeks, that was crushing.
That's what Leaf fans remember the most out of the Boston Bruins.
I got a health update for you. So you remember the bike accident, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all good. That's all good.
You're looking great. Give makeup a ton of credit.
I got stung by a scorpion the other night, like three days ago, right in the hand, and my finger is still numb. 4 days later, is that a problem? Should I be seeking medical attention because of that?
Okay. I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on Zoom. Okay. Were you golfing? What were you doing?
I was moving patio stone with my kids and it stuck right in the middle finger. So I can't really bend my middle finger, which is a problem too. I'm not giving you the bad vibes here, but yeah, it's like you get stitches and it feels like that.
You know what I got out of that? That you make your kids lift patio stones. Like, what kind of dad, what kind of fun dad are you? Hey, kids, we're going to have some fun here. Pick up a patio stone and watch out for the scorpions. Dad of the year.
Okay. That's a good point. Parenting advice from Nick Kyprios. Try to be more fun. Ice cream over patio stones?
Oh, my. You know me with ice cream, right? I almost killed our producer, Jeff McDonald, when he came and ate a Haagen-Dazs in front of me and didn't bring one for me. I almost killed the man.
The Detroit-Pittsburgh Stanley Cup Final, driving back and forth, you with the ice cream in the back seat with John Garrett. That's one of the great moments, too. You're awesome, buddy. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Stay calm up there. Try and keep everybody calm up there.
Breathe. Breathe, Toronto Maple Leaf fans. Breathe.
But there's part of it that's good for ratings, though, right?
Oh, we know how it works. You know what my saying is when we work together, don't you?
One suffers, we all suffer.
Close enough. Misery loves company.
I thought I had it nailed.
Yeah. You're good, though.
Be good, buddy. Good.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, I would personally, if I was a Leaf fan, be more concerned about Buffalo being ahead of the pace of the Toronto Maple Leafs than Boston. They're star players, and I'm not sure that that's maintainable. That's unbelievable what Jim Montgomery and company have been able to do with the Bruins. But Buffalo taking those steps forward and now being in a playoff race would really, really bite at my side of my hip and make me yelp. So, Buffalo's not the only team that is bothering clubs. The Sabres are ahead of Tampa, Los Angeles, Florida, Calgary, and Colorado at the time of this recording. That's crazy. A Stanley Cup champion in Colorado, two-time Stanley Cup champion in Tampa, LA that made the big step last year, Florida, the President's Trophy winners, and Calgary thought to be the number one contender out of the Pacific Division at the start of the season. Buffalo doesn't make the playoffs, calling it right now, but awesome, fun story. And there's probably something to that whole Josh Allen take that Kipper had. Hadn't really gone there with the positive vibes. The other part that I want to talk about is Connor McDavid continues to pile up points. Should we be surprised? Are we shocked at what he's doing right now at 2 points, more than 2 points per game? No, we've seen that before. But the idea that somebody would get into double digits in games and be on pace for an 80-goal season plus, I think what happened last year with Auston Matthews has motivated the heck out of him to just fill the net. And he's not going to be happy until he tops what Auston Matthews did last year. And while you may think it's not maintainable, when you surround yourself with the likes of Leon and now Evander, who has got that ability to turn it on, and they're just going to feed Connor, he's the one that produces the points. But if everybody's looking for him and trying to set him up to score, it is going to happen. I am very confident in that. So we got a lot going on and around the National Hockey League to keep track of coming up. Thanks to Nick Kyprios for popping on the program. Always fun to catch up with him. And smash the like button. Make sure that you share it, spread it around if you love what you've heard. And keep an eye on what's going on in Vegas and Boston. Can they keep these great starts going when there were so many questions at the start of the year? Black and gold, baby. There's something in common there. Have a good week, everybody.